Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast this Wednesday. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. The Holy Spirit is one of the most important prayer topics a Christian can ever pray for, because the Holy Spirit makes all the difference and causes dead things in our lives to be revived. Today, Bishop Dag will teach you some of the reasons why we do not have the Holy Spirit and how we can attract and receive the Holy Ghost throughout our lives and ministry. From today's word, discover the life-giving effect of the Holy Spirit coming into your life, which flows like water coming to you in a dry land. Be sure to also stay tuned for a powerful and edifying time of prayer led by the prophet for the Holy Spirit to come upon you mightily.
Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for this evening. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to serve you. Lord, we ask that you speak to our hearts in the few moments that we have granted you to speak to us. We thank you for your mercy and your grace that keeps us. Thank you that your power is greater than the power of Satan, and that there is no force, no demon, no wizard, no witch, no power, no satanic entity or principality that can stand against the purposes and the will of God. We thank you, O Father, for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn with me to Acts chapter 6. I'm sharing with you about the Holy Spirit. So just a short lesson this evening, and that I believe we'll be on our way home for supper. All right. Oh, you've eaten already? Many have eaten. Forgive. Now, how many want to have the presence of the Holy Spirit? You really want it?
Yes.
All right. You really, really want the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Are you sure you want the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. It says, now supposing one of you fathers is asked by his son for a fish, he will not give him a snake instead of a fish. Huh? Don't bother, I'm reading to you. I told you to open to Acts. And I'm also reading something from the Bible. All right? Or if he asks for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. Amen. This is the most important prayer. Amen. To pray for the Holy Spirit. Because God was showing us that if you know how to give good gifts to your earthly children, good gifts, then he was making a comparison. How much more would your heavenly Father give good gifts? Give the Holy Spirit to somebody who asks for the Holy Spirit. So I want to encourage you all to pray for the Holy Spirit. What do you think? Is it a good idea? I think that praying for the Holy Spirit is probably one of the most important prayer topics you can ever pray for. Because The Holy Spirit is God. And our lives, our thoughts, even our accidents, our coincidences, what we call coincidence, our misfortunes, our fortunes, are all, according to the Bible, controlled by God. All right? When Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, right, his three-hour prayer was able to control Pontius Pilate. His three-hour prayer was able to make Pontius Pilate decide to give up Jesus. Because Pontius Pilate could have gone either way. You know, sometimes you are having elections, it goes either way. How many have watched a film where somebody was, they were going to shoot somebody and the person was begging, please don't kill me, please don't. And in the end, you are not sure whether he will kill the person. And in the end, he doesn't kill the person. Have you seen that before? If you've seen that before, raise your hand. In either Rambo or Jackie Chan or one of these guys. You get it? You are begging, please don't kill me, please don't kill me. And then you are not sure whether the person will have mercy. Then he shoots. And then you are so surprised. So the man is very wicked. And then at other times, he has mercy. Do you see? So Pontius Pilate was standing there and Jesus was there. Will Pontius Pilate decide that no, he hasn't done anything? My soldiers cannot crucify. Because it was his soldiers who crucified Jesus. And my soldiers will not do this. His prayer was able to make them. His prayer was able to make the Pharisees and the scribes very adamant about putting Jesus to death. His prayer was able to make the voice of Joseph of Arimathea and the voice of Nicodemus very small for that evening, because they were against it. You understand? There were some Jews and some elders who were against what they were doing. But for that evening, the voice would not be heard. That prayer was able to make Jesus have so much strength and calmness to endure all that happened. It was able for all the 39 strokes that he had not to say, not to get up and say, it's enough. You, 1, 2, 3. Take it. And then the guys will fall down. Then he'll say, okay, you kill me. Then he'll kneel down again. He was controlled. So some of you who have lost self-control, forgive. You've lost self-control at different times. You're not able to control yourself. You're not able to do what you really wanted to do. Perhaps a three-hour prayer could have given you some self-control that you never had before. Now, I'm trying to show you the power of Jesus' prayer. And he was praying to God for God to help him. And God is the one who helped him. When Peter took a sword and started, he was not happy and said, oh, my guys are loyal. They will die for me. Charlie, Peter, get your crown. No. He rather told Peter, you will deny me today. And when Peter denied him, even though they had beaten him, he turned to look at Peter. You remember I told you last night, this thing that you are doing, you see, you've done it. Just as I said you do. So Jesus' ability to survive, he didn't preach, he didn't say anything. Like a lamb, he was led to the slaughter. Why? Because he had prayed. And the disciples didn't pray. And he told them, pray. 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 Lest you enter into temptation. So prayer is a powerful thing. Prayer will really help you. Prayer affects you physically. Oh, yes. I believe prayer even affects your health. I learned this when I did my first 3-day fast. On the third day, I think it was Saturday or Sunday, I could not rise from the dead. I lay down, totally paralyzed. My arm, my right arm couldn't go up, and my left arm couldn't go up, and my leg couldn't go up. I was in secondary school. I couldn't move. It was the first time I was experimenting with fasting. When you are younger, you must fast 21 days, 3 times a year. Try. And 40 days, twice a year. Believe God. When you are young. As for 3 days, it's just normal. 3 days, 3 days, 3 days. It is true. You experiment. You vomit blood, but you will not die because you are too young to die. And you have some certain kind of strength and resilience. But when you are a bit older and you fast, if you don't take care, you'll die. So don't do that too much. Are you listening to me? I'm just trying to show you that God can really help us. God can control events. God can make people agree, disagree, change their mind. God can make events go this way. God can make you self-controlled. God can make people take decisions. God is the one who controls people. If you have ever dealt with a fellow human being, I can smell something burning. Is some outside? All right. If you have ever dealt with a fellow human being, one of the things you will discover about fellow human beings is that you cannot change them. You can't change people. They change by themselves or God changes them. You can't. You can't change people. You can't change me unless God changes me. Because my mind is made up. So unless God changes me, you can't change me. And your mind is also made up. Unless God changes you, I can't change you. And I'm not a personal Holy Ghost for somebody. So pray. But what do you pray for? Pray for the Holy Ghost. What's the name of the Holy Spirit? The Helper. Pray for the Helper. Paul put it this way in Ephesians, for the supply of the Spirit. Pray for the rain of the Holy Ghost. God is the one who does everything. God makes somebody rich. He makes somebody poor. He makes somebody go up. He makes somebody go down. The Holy Ghost is everything. Everything is the anointing. Everything is the presence of the Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit makes everything what it's supposed to be. When the Holy Spirit is gone away from the church and from your life, you are doomed. Because you cannot make it on your own. Without me, you can do a few things. No, without me, you can do some physical things. No, without me, you can do nothing. Do you know that as I have grown older in the Lord, I feel more insecure. Do you know why? I don't feel more secure. Somebody may feel, oh, Bishop is now secure. Secure in what? As I have grown older, I have rather come to see how much danger I am in. Because I can sense God's power is what, if he changes his mind now, you are out. You are doomed. You are finished. All right? Tell the person next to you. Turn to the person next to you. Say, brother, you look sleepy tonight. I'm going to preach for 5 more minutes and then we are out of here. But it shows our lack of interest in spiritual things and our lack of interest in the Holy Ghost makes us sleepy heads in the presence of the most important subject that can be spoken to the church. Think about it. The absence of the Holy Spirit makes the church just another institution that runs schools and hospitals. By the presence of the Holy Spirit, people are saved. People are changed. People are healed. People are delivered. Hallelujah. Now, just a quick one. Acts chapter 6, verse 1. Now, at the time, while the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint arose on the part of the Hellenistic Jews against the native Hebrews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily serving of food. So the 12 summoned the congregation of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable for us to neglect the word of God in order to serve tables." Amen. "We will devote ourselves," therefore, verse 3, "Therefore, brethren, select from among you 7 men of good reputation." Amen. "Full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may put in charge of this task. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And the statement found approval with the whole congregation. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. And Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor. If you are looking for names for your children, we have a lot of names here. We only always call our children Philip, but we have Prochorus. We have Nicanor. We have Timon. We have Parmenas. And we have Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch. Hallelujah. "And these they brought before the apostles, and after praying, they laid hands on them. And the word of God kept spreading, and the number of the disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were becoming obedient to the faith." Amen. Are you excited about that? Wonderful. Now, turn with me to Acts chapter 11, and then you read here. Verse 19. "So then those who were scattered because of the persecution that occurred in connection with Stephen made their way to Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except to the Jews alone. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who came to Antioch and began speaking to the Greeks as well, preaching the Lord Jesus." What was their preaching topic? What was their preaching topic? What was their preaching topic? Jesus was the topic. Wow. Is it not good to see preaching topics from the Bible? All right? Now, verse 21, "And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a large number who believed turned to the Lord. Now the news about them reached the ears of the church at Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas off to Antioch. Now when Barnabas arrived, and he witnessed the grace of God, he rejoiced and began to encourage them." That's another good name you can give to your son, Barnabas. He's an encourager. Bible says, "Barnabas rejoiced and began to encourage them all with a resolute heart to remain true to the Lord." Now notice the description of Barnabas. Okay? Okay? Verse 24. "For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And considerable numbers were brought to the Lord." Hallelujah. How many want considerable numbers to be brought to the Lord through your life? All right. Now, this story here mentioning these guys, the stars of the book of Acts, Prochorus, Nicholas, Timon, Nicanor, Philip, and Stephen, right? The characteristic of them was that they were full of the Holy Ghost. All of them, at least that was one. And they prayed for three things: for a good reputation, full of the Spirit, and of wisdom. But when they chose Stephen, the Bible gives two characteristics about them, about him, that he was full of the Holy Spirit and full of faith. And Barnabas also had these same credentials, if you like, full of the Spirit and full of faith. These are people that we need to have. And my prayer for you today is to recognize this characteristic of somebody who can do well in the church, and somebody who can do well in the ministry, and somebody who can do well in life, is somebody who is full of the Spirit and full of faith. If you have this combination, full of the Spirit and full of faith, you are going places. Your fellow colleagues will be people like Barnabas and Stephen and the Apostle Paul. Because it didn't say they were Ashantis and they were highly educated. It didn't say that they had nice dresses. It didn't say that they were any of these things. It said they were full of the Spirit and full of faith. May you be filled with the Spirit. On Sunday evening, I was sharing a few of the characteristics of people that are filled with the Spirit. One of them is they speak in tongues. Kamana mama shandala babanda. Da ba 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 ba. Kandololo momo shindala babara malande. Full of the Spirit means you speak in tongues. Bible says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues. So, speaking in tongues, and somebody who speaks in tongues is somebody who is full of the Spirit. And Jesus said, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. So somebody who is full of the Holy Ghost, you see him witnessing to Kate. And you see him witnessing, Kate, you know, the Lord Jesus, are you born again? Then you see him moving to Clarita. And he's talking to Clarita. Clarita, you must give your life to Jesus. Then he moves to Pastor Fabian or Eddie Fabian, maybe he's not saying. And he's witness. Such a person is full of the Spirit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And in fact, the lack of your witnessing to anybody at all is a sign, okay, of the absence of the Holy Spirit, or the absence of the Spirit. Like Jude verse 19, I think it says, these are they having not the Spirit. Or the American Standard says, these are they who are devoid of the Spirit. Devoid. Yeah. It's a characteristic. Palama, it's not emotionalism. Mama satal mamaka. Krimolo moshanda la baba. La ba 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 ba. When you are standing, mama mana nana, mama mana sakatabala, edala mama, enaya baba. When you are preparing, when you are waiting, enala mama, it's a sign that you are full of the Spirit. And these are the people who do well in a church. You see, people think that because they did administration, they can do well in the church. The fact that you did admin does not mean you can do well in the church at the administration of food. The fact that you were dining hall prefect does not mean that in the church you'll be good at sharing food. The fact that you were a farmer does not mean that you'll be good at sharing food. The fact that you did catering. You may have done catering, but they are full of wickedness. And when you see your enemy in the church, you delete the person. When When you see your enemy, even in the house, you will not give him food. How much more in the church? So, my prayer for you today is that you be full. 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 I didn't say you have once received the Spirit, but you are full of the Holy Spirit. That speaking in tongues is part of your life. That you'll be like Barnabas. It's just a considerable numbers came to the Lord through Barnabas. And he was a good man. The Bible says he was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost. Manda salmanada barelema bababa. I think that preaching in crusades today, myself preaching in crusades today, is a sign that the Holy Spirit is still on me. Yeah. In fact, even more so, that I'm not a statesman. I'm not a distinguished man of the state. No. I'm winning souls in villages and in towns. It's a sign. It says you shall receive power after that the Holy, and I'll find you in Samaria. I'll find you in Judea. I'll find you in the remotest parts of the earth. Why? Because you have been filled. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost. So it's actually a sign that there is the presence of the Holy Ghost on my life. I take joy in that reality. Because the Holy Spirit, you can't easily feel him. Now, when I look at my life as a pastor, you get it? I ask myself, is the Holy Spirit still with me? Because there can be another spirit. So I want to ask you too, when you look at your life, is the Holy Spirit still with you? I can speak in tongues for 5 days. I'm not talking about hours. I'm talking about days. I can stay in a place and pray for 5 days in tongues. Yeah. I look at that and I choose to say to myself that I have the presence of the Holy Ghost in my life. So all I'm asking you to do, you too, look at yourself and see whether the Holy Ghost is in your life. Because we can't easily tell. The Holy Spirit is not something you can see written on your head. Look, 2 women were grinding at the mill. One was very different from the other. One was very different from the other. They were both women. They were both grinding. They were both grinding at the mill, and they all looked the same. And people used to wave to them and say, "Hey, sister. Sister P and Sister K. Charlie, how is the mill?" "So, Charlie, we are working." 2 brothers were in the field. All of them looked the same. Brother Y and Brother Z. They all looked the same. And that's how we all look the same. But whether you are born again or whether you are filled with the Spirit, you can't easily tell. So we need to look into the book of Acts and see what are the characteristics of the people who were called full of the Spirit. What is the characteristic of these people? And that's why I want to say to you, somebody who doesn't pray in tongues, palala mamo, na mamanda la baba, abada la baba, for 1 hour, for 2 hours, I'm talking about 3 hours. I'm talking about yourself. I'm not saying the church has organized a prayer meeting for you. If I was to be following that thing, organizing prayer meetings for you, I'll be dead by now. When I organize a prayer meeting, you all come. Then we'll pray from morning to evening. Abaya, abaya. You too, you can't pray on your own. Hey, we have a lot of things to do than to be calling you always to come for prayer. You too, pray. When the time comes for us to all come together to pray, then we pray. When you are learning, you pray in tongues. When you are reading, you pray. In tongues. I'm not talking about English or Fanti or Ewe. I'm talking about tongue. Listen, one day I put on that radio, 92.7. What's the name of that station? What's the name of that station? Channel R. Is this my favorite station? Hey! It was 12:30 in the night. There were two guys. Are they still there? Are they still on the station? One guy was like, Abaya. Then another guy was like, Imaya, Imaya. Then Abaya, Abaya. Hey! They were filled with the Holy Ghost. I said they were filled with the Holy Ghost. You may laugh at them, but they are full of the Holy Ghost. You are the one who is dry like the desert. Those guys are full of the Holy Ghost. It's the most Holy Ghost station. People who speak in tongues. Mama Yaba. Awawaya. Oh, Malibaya. Eh. Ah. Oh, Amaya. Ababa. Awa. Oh, Yaba. That is the Holy Ghost. You'll be there. Your new type of diplomatic Christianity. You want your pastor to become a politician so that you see him on TV and you clap and say, that is my pastor. Did God call me to be a politician or a pastor? Am I supposed to be full of the Holy Ghost or full of speeches? If you are full of the Holy Ghost, you'll be found in Samaria. You'll be found in Judea. You'll be found in the remotest places. It is a sign. I can't tell whether this pastor is filled with the Holy Ghost. All these pastors, I can't tell. How can I know whether they are full of the Holy Ghost? Only God knows. But you see, you can help yourself by looking in the mirror and ask yourself, the guys who did well, Stephen and Barnabas, these are two names. If you have twins in the future, you can, Pastor Tefo, you can call them Stephen and Barnabas. Or Stephen and Barnabas. They are twins, they are spiritual twins. The reason why I call them spiritual twins, take it, brother. The reason why I call them spiritual twins is because they were both, they know that they both had long faces, or they both had Chinese eyes, or they all both have big noses, or they both have big stomach. No, they were both filled with the Spirit and with faith. Those are the spiritual twins of the Bible. Those of you who claim you are in the helps ministries. Just say you are not preachers, but you help us in the background. This is your example. Stephen. And you see, I want to take you to chapter 7. You see, Stephen's sermon. The sermon of Stephen. The work that he had. This is somebody whose work was arranging plates and tables. Helps minister. Danny Hall, you should see the word that he had. Word. Word man. A man of the... He started from Genesis. He started from Abraham. He explained through Psalms. He showed the people what is the word of God. How Jesus came. That's a helps minister. Full of the Spirit, full of faith. Hey, you talk about somebody who can type. You talk about somebody who can arrange money and do this type of thing. Full of the Holy Ghost. Faith, man. Today we have these dry unbelievers, spiritless people who call themselves ministers of helps, come to work in the church, trying to use secular ideas to control the church. Go on your Bible and see. And these things are written for us to learn from. Full of faith. You see, Bible says all things work together. There is nothing like one thing works alone. It says all things work together. Not one thing works very well. No, it said all things work together. It didn't say one thing works very well. All things work together. Faith and the Spirit. Anybody who is doing well, it's not one thing that makes him do well. Things work together, not one thing that's very good. When I did A-level, my greatest fear, do you know my greatest fear? My greatest fear was general paper. In our days, we have 3, physics, chemistry, biology, but my fear was GP. I feared until I saw my result that I would get F. If you get F, you are doomed. And I think I had E. The Lord sent a parachute when I was just getting to the F. A booster. Because I didn't understand what it was about. Logic, I never had any lectures. I didn't know what the whole thing was about. And the university too, the subject I feared most was Afrostats. I had to do Equapim 3 and Ada. First, they gave me Ewe or Chi. My roommate was doing Ewe. And then they gave me Fanti. Then I said, when they were saying the Fanti, it was even my wife, my beloved, she couldn't understand the Fanti. And I said, no, this Fanti is higher than even normal people. So I changed to Equapim 3. Because no matter how well you do in physics, chemistry, but if you don't also clear the last one, all the things need to be working. Not just 2 of the things in your life, or 1 of the things in your life, or 3 of the things in your life. All the things need to work. You sit there and let your heart stop working, and you'll be boasting that, oh, but my kidneys are okay, and my stomach is okay, my rectum is working, my lungs are okay, but your heart is not working. Or if you like, see me after church, I'll remove your small toe. I'll just use these clippers, and I'll remove only and see whether you can sleep tonight. And you will realize that your little toe is very important. That if your little toe also doesn't work, nothing will work. You can't read. You can't pray because of your little toe. So you may have the Holy Spirit, but you must have faith. And that's why Stephen and Barnabas, the spiritual twins, were very powerful guys, because they had the Holy Ghost, but they also had faith. They believed. And you see, Holy Spirit, it works with faith. Because when you have a dream, you need faith to believe. Look at me. I remember some years ago, 18 years ago, in Suhum Hospital, I was a medical student studying, and I was praying, and I came on my knees. I believe the best place to pray, if you don't have any meniscal problems or knee problems, try to kneel. Because Jesus knelt. In fact, when I think of some of the things that I've experienced, I was kneeling. When I think about it, I was kneeling down. As I was there praying, I fell asleep on my knees and woke up on my knees, lying over the bed but kneeling down on my knees. And when I woke up at 3 a.m., I was praying, just continue, filled with the Spirit. I said, and he was a man full of the Spirit. Full of the Spirit. When you beat the man, when you shout out of the, hey, stop it. When the people are not doing the work, I say, hey, you, move there. Kama sutaya paleba sandola bakabaya. The other day, there was some person was working for my mother, and then she was just saying certain words in the house, speaking certain words. And my mother said, are you cursing me? What are you saying? Speaking powerful words in languages that we do not understand. Yeah, it's true. That's a good one. I had a guy when I was going to write exams. Before he enters the exam, he will stamp his feet and speak certain words. And he will say, "Pepe, come agate gamale 20. And he will stamp his foot against it. "Pepe, come agate gamale 20. Enyagbamagbo." So one day I said to him, because his name starts with F and mine starts with H. So we are always together in the exams. So I said, "Brother, what are you saying? What are you saying?" He said, I'm casting certain spells over the lecturers as I go in. I remember when just before we went for physiology and biochemistry, both are downstairs, upstairs. He would just say, "Shh, people come back at the gamma 20. And they'll go mad, but then he will go in. When he said, "How was it?" "It was good." Okay, you two, you don't have Gamali 20 powers, but you have the Holy Ghost. Speak in the Holy Ghost. Mama Santolomo Shakabalabala. Look, you must also do things for people to be afraid of you. You see, the one who speaks first looks frightening. You two say yours. When you speak, you say, "Makatale Shibabaya." You see, you must learn how to speak in tongues with apostrophe and comma, full stop, question mark. When you are speaking in tongues with question mark, "Emana sandala abandili manaya ababa sundi baba balobaraba sandala baba." This is exclamation marks and question marks. And people will, there will be some fear. When you are working at your desk, you just look to the left and look to the right and you speak. Randa sanda shakabele balasadola. Hey, Shabaya. Then you shake a little bit and say, "Glory to God for the Holy Ghost power." Hey! You to use your powers. I said, you to use your powers. He said they were filled with the Holy Ghost and with faith. Anyway, back to my story. So I was praying on my knees. And then, Doug was there kneeling, full of the Holy Ghost. And also not just the Holy Ghost, but faith. And then I felt something coming here, you see? Do you know why? Because I've always particularly believed in it. When somebody says you got a pot belly, I just laugh to myself because I say, you don't know what is in the belly. You are just saying something. But if you knew what was in the belly, out of which shall flow rivers of living waters, you will never laugh at a belly that you see. You rather look at a thing and say, "My God, my God, my God, my God, what is in that belly?" I was praying on my knees, and then I suddenly felt something come into here, and then I heard a voice. I felt something entering me, and then I heard a voice, and the voice said, "From today, you can teach. From today, you can." And then he said, "And I will show you a sign." You know, if I didn't have faith, I may say, "Oh, maybe it was the insawan bread that I was eating in the evening that began to move in my stomach at 3 a.m. Maybe it was the yam that I ate." One day I did a postmortem on a certain man. When I opened the stomach, the whole stomach was full of yam, white yam. He had just eaten yam and stew. Some palm nut soup stew was mixed with the yam, but mostly yam. I think there was not much stew. But I felt it because I was full of faith. I was not just full of the Holy Ghost. I'm also full of believing in things. Some of you experienced it. Don't believe anything again. Don't believe anything. Nothing. But I believed. I was full of faith. Then when I heard the voice of me say, "Oh,
oh, maybe you were just thinking about something, or oh, maybe it was just a thought that flashed. Oh, maybe it was. That is why on Sunday I took some people there and I took them to the room. I said, I was anointed here, this place. I was on my knees at this very spot. I remember the place when God touched me and anointed me in 1988 in July and said, from today, you can teach. It's a special, place. So Suhum is a special town to me. I call it the home of the anointing. But you see, some of you are here, you don't believe anything. I can preach 1,000 messages. Don't believe anything specific. It's a vague wind that blows over you. Don't believe in anointing. Don't believe in visions. Don't believe in callings. But Stephen was not like that. That's why they were praying, Paul and Barnabas. That's why Barnabas went to get Saul. Bible says he went for Saul. He said, come, Saul, let's go. He took him. Bible says there were certain prophets and teachers. Paul and Barnabas were among them. The Spirit said, separate Paul and Barnabas for the work that I have called them. These were men not just of anointing, but believing guys. That's how come they shone and they became the stars that they became. May you become a star in the church. May God bless you to be a man full of the Spirit and full of faith. In the coming year, God is touching my heart about the types of conventions that we have. And we should have conventions for salvation. You see, if we have conventions that are geared towards salvation and that are geared towards bringing sinners to God, even in Accra, you understand? It's a sign of the presence of the Holy Spirit in the church. Because when the Holy Spirit is there, he said, you shall be witnesses. So when the Holy Spirit is done, that you shall not be witnesses. Today, what are conventions? Fundraising, sharing of spirits and other gifts on the same people over and over again to break through out of unbreakable things. And you should see how they come. Considerable numbers were added. Oh Lord, I want to be a man full of the Holy Spirit and faith. Find the nearest daughter you can make it and ask her, sister, are you a daughter full of the Spirit and full of faith? Find the nearest daughter you can make it. Oh, you won't find them. If there's not one that is far away, get up and go and ask her, daughter, you can make it. Are you full of the Spirit? And find the nearest son, you have made it. Find the nearest son, you have made it, and ask him, brother, are you full of the Spirit and of faith? Now, if you want somebody to marry, today, you have seen two qualities of the best kind of husband. You see, you may be tall, but you are not full of the Spirit. You may have a Benz, but you are not full of the Spirit. And you don't have faith. You know that many husbands don't have faith. Their brothers, they're telling, I'm a bare faith. Cry. They don't have faith at all. Brothers. That is why the ladies come full time before the brothers come. Because the brothers, they don't have faith. They can't trust. They can't trust in God. Her brothers there, they don't have faith at all. Find the nearest son, you have made it, and ask him, son, you have made it. Do you have faith? I want to be full of the Spirit. Pastor Tefu, do you also want to be filled with the Holy Ghost and with faith? Faith. Believe. These are the type of people. You see, now we want our pastors to dress with a lot of dressing. So my pastor's shoes, they are alligator crocodile shoes.
crocodile shoes. When my pastor dresses, then I know that yeah, the man is from Dar es Salaam. You are impressed with your pastor's car. It is like you are seeing them like film stars. You are impressed with your pastor's house. Say, my pastor's house is like a castle. Hey, when you go there, you see gadgets, a lot of machines, and things that you press. Hey, God is with him. Oh. Hey, who told you that God is with him because he has a lot of machines? I want to be full. Mama masodololo. Pupulala. I look like I'm mad, you see. Laba shaka bayabala. Meka bababa. Pasati, do I look like a madman? Mama masaka papa bayana la baba. I look like I'm mad, you see. Ah, then you should better join another church. Ma suti ta 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 ya. Laba baba kasuka ya. Eh, masundele. I look like I'm crazy. Better find yourself another church where the pastor is normal and where he's he doesn't have a mental sickness. Find yourself somewhere. I look like I'm mad. Mama sutu tutu tutayabala. Come and let me speak in tongues to you. Mashandula makabari balaba. Go and read your Bible. Bible says when you come together. When you come together, every one of you has a tongue, has a sound, has an interpretation. How come you never have a tongue? I want to be filled with the Spirit. Stand to your feet and begin to shout in tongues. Manda sakaya bala mamandele. Parolomo shantala babanda. Mikata bala. Lebe babasundele me. Full of the Spirit and full of faith. Full of the Spirit and full of faith. Manda sinkele mere. Malala babandele meki parala mamande. La satulama. Mikantelebe. Be filled with the Spirit. Be full of faith. Bashatukama. Kimadu santalaba. Kambodolomo. Perilama. Pa 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 la. Pala pa 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 la. Shapaya. Mandus kelinama. Malo sopola la mamandele. Randa sandele bekemerele, lebesh kebilo, shkabara, keridos, kareles, mamaluris, lembere, palindolo, mendo sunteleme, man belikarama, mandolomo shimbeleleme, kora baba bara la mamandele, minda me la mandala malundolo mondolo mamone, la barhalidos, 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 malida. Palida, mandula ma kamara lama, mambara mana shundele me, mikandeli mama 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 dala mama, makukulaka, kandolo mo sikadolo, pitalo male, mandil panalura, rindil balmatuli, kalbis palere, lushtalasa, kalonde simbrele nerende. Oh God, oh God, mankul kira. Chele nusunalande, prosene limendele, prita le merugo, sepelita, tuluma shande. Yes, yes, yes. Some of you are embarrassed by tongue. I look mad to you. Now, hold the nearest person, look at the person into his eye and start to speak. Start to speak. Amakadalama shadala baba. Mando sakatama satelebara. Mando, look at his eye. Don't look up. Don't look down. Look at him face to face. Baya mololobo. Kati sondolo. Ah, aba, ama, ambolo. Mandelebeki malarama. No. No, some of you are not doing so. In order that I don't mention your name so that it will become an embarrassment, video man, come. And then you are going to be, look at the person like this and say, Emma, oh, Prince, come, let me tell you. Emana Santo Kamama Mana and the Lebe. Tali al Baluri Amana. Maka Satala Babana Lebamana Lebabane. Okay, now turn to your neighbor and speak to the person. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Tell the person by you to be continued. Tell the person, watch out for the Holy Ghost. It's flowing in me from tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost. Give the Lord a shout of praise, somebody. All right. All right. All right. Sandol, Toliman, Perebili, Pabel Banabel, Padel Belbelibe. Now, listen. You need to know how to have some tongues which are as if something is trying to come. Then it's coming slowly. Madalada, Eba Madasone, Lahal Albahara, Eba Sandalabalabo Shadalababa. Bandolo Sandalaba. Calorebres. And then you need to practice how to interpret. I didn't say translate. I said interpret. What the Spirit is saying. Palendo som nedikere. For he has forgiven you. For he has not forsaken you. For he has restored you. For he has delivered you. For he has rescued you by his Spirit and by his power. Palo lolo satanda la mana. Chelbere de sembrele kete bere mene. Oh, I want to be filled with the Spirit. Lay hands on yourself right now. Say, Lord, fill me with the Spirit. As I pray for the Holy Spirit, give me the Holy Spirit, Lord. Let me be anointed with the Holy Spirit. Let me be filled with the Spirit. Praying the shimbre le sembre kilembre. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your blessing and your word today. May we be men full of the Spirit and full of faith. Let us always give off something that makes everybody know around. We are full of the Spirit and full of faith. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen. Just close your eyes for a moment. Put your hands down. If you are here tonight and you are not saved. When I say not saved, I mean you don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God today. Help me to know God, please. If you are here like that, Just lift your hand up. Just your right, only your right hand. I want to know Jesus Christ. I don't want to go to hell, Pastor. Pray with me. Lift it up high. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I see your hand. Lift it up high. God bless you. God bless you. Now, if you have lifted your hand, I want you to just come to me. Just walk from where you are standing, far over there. I'm waiting for you right here. Just come. Just come to me. Come to me. God bless you. God bless you. The Holy Spirit is at work. That is why people are being saved. Come to Jesus. God bless you. I want to pray for you. I want to pray with you. God bless you. Lift your hands and let's pray. Say with me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for all my sins. From today, I give my life. I give my everything to Jesus Christ. Oh God, please write my name in the book of life. From tonight, from today, I belong to God. I belong to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for saving me. Please fill me with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind.